This very strange school year is coming to a close, and there are still a lot of questions about what schools will look like come September. But some schools in Vermont are moving ahead with in-person programs this summer. It'll be the first test for how students and staff will navigate new health guidelines. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman visited a school in the Northeast Kingdom that's opening soon, and he has this report.
Early June is normally a hectic and celebratory time at Newport City Elementary School. But school principal Elaine Collins says these are not normal times.
Teachers would be trying to finish up assessments and progress reports and getting their rooms together and getting ready for the summer, and there'd be lots of conversations and relationships being maintained, and that's just not happening in our current reality. So,
the current reality, of course, is that all Vermont schools are closed. And so Collins says the decision by her district to do some in-person programming this summer will be good for her staff and for the students.
The biggest payoff for having summer program is that relationship piece, that there are kids who really need to be able to reconnect with adults and peers. That's the biggest benefit.
During normal times, just about every school in the state offers some kind of summer programming for its students. For kids with learning difficulties, it's a way to not fall behind during the summer. And for low-income families, it helps provide childcare when school is out. The Agency of Education recently released its guidelines for summer programming during the pandemic, and the state said it is possible to open the school buildings back up with a lot of restrictions. Beth Chambers runs the summer program here at Newport City Elementary. She says the school's ready to have kids back, but things will definitely look different this year.
All adults will be wearing facial coverings, no more than 2 to 3 children per table. We're going to encourage masks indoors. We're going to wash hands 1 to 2 times per hour, probably, 10 to 15 times throughout the day. That's a lot of hand washing, but that is, from my understanding, one of the most important elements of all of this is getting into habits of hand washing, not touching your face, and giving distance to each other.
The regulations that the state laid out for the summer aren't necessarily what schools will have to follow come September. The Agency of Education still hasn't set the ground rules for the next academic year, but Chambers says having kids here this summer will help out Newport City Elementary for what's sure to be a challenging start to the school year.
We might be a step ahead of some schools that don't have any programming over the summer who are going to be walking in blind to the fall. And so I'm really hoping that we can use our summer programs to help inform the fall.
I think it will be important that schools take advantage of whatever time they can this summer to work with staff and so forth to plan for a successful reopening.
That's Education Secretary Dan French. French issued the guidelines only a few weeks ago, and many of the school districts decided not to have in-person programs this summer. French understands that many districts don't have the capacity to take on the planning right now or make sure there's enough cleaning and protection equipment available, and others don't have the money. But he hopes some districts stay open to the idea and maybe offer a shortened program later in the summer.
I think it's a little premature to decide not to run the programs as usual, but there's plenty of opportunity to run something different and that could be more responsive to the needs of the community and help you prepare for the fall as well.
The Agency of Education is expected to release the guidelines for the upcoming school year in the next week or so. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Newport.